We're continuing the lesson by reading selected excerpts from the sources about the topic of work in faith above reason. We're in excerpt number 12. You can download those excerpts from our website, Work in Faith Above Reason.
Yes, we continue in the same direction, because this is the main theme for us. In the first part of the lesson, we learned about the importance of this matter. And now in the second part, we learn what our actual work is, what we need to do. We need to lift ourselves from the level of this world, where we live with the physical, corporeal perception, egoistic like the rest of the animals. Perhaps we have a little bit more of more intellect, more emotion, and also it's not that sure that we're better at that than animals. We also belong to the animate degree. As it is written, everyone are as beasts. And we need to learn how to elevate ourselves to the degree of Adam, human, dome, or similar to the Creator. And that doesn't mean just being a little nicer, a little prettier, smarter. It means to transform our perceptions. That's the meaningful, profound change we need to make. We need to change our perspective on reality, and then we see a new reality. And that we need to do here and now, as it is written, may you see your world in your lifetime. And how do we transform our nature? Using the reforming light. And what's happening here to us? Instead of qualities which are in order to receive, we elevate ourselves to qualities which are in order to bestow, the qualities of the Creator. By that, we elevate ourselves to the degree of Adam, from the degree of the animate to the degree of Adam, the human. So let's see what he writes.
So reading from the document with excerpts about the topic of work in faith above reason, reading excerpt 12 from Rabash or Shamari. From Bala Sulam, Shamari 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the created beings is in a manner of good and doing good. While they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason, so that there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the day of the Lord.
Perhaps again.
Again from Shamari 16, what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason, that faith will be so strong as if they see with their own eyes that with certainty that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the created beings is in a manner of good and doing good. While they do not see it with clear vision, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. That is, that there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord.
Alright, so truth is, Rehovot.
Good morning, dear Rav. Why woe unto you? Woe unto you sounds like a warning. Why is it so? Woe unto you, those who desire the day of the Lord.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. But would you like it to say?
I want to desire it. Of course I want to desire faith above reason.
No, he's turning to those who can't do it in a true way and are just lying to themselves. What is he saying? Woe unto those who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. Because by day, you mean that the Creator will give you more and more and more. For that, you need the Creator. The Creator doesn't give that. This is darkness rather than light.
So the intention here is what matters, or?
Okay. Yes.
Thanks.
Rav. Perché diciamo che il giorno del Signore rappresenta la fede al di sopra della ragione?
Rav, why do we say that the day of the Lord represents faith above reason?
Because he calls it day. Day means the light of Chokhmah that starts shining from within the light of Chassadim. The Creator is the light of Chokhmah. We ask for the light of Chassadim. We ask for the desire to bestow. And then to the extent that He bestows upon us, giving us the quality of bestowal, we see the light of Chokhmah as light rather than darkness. Otherwise it is darkness. The light of Chokhmah is darkness.
No. It's
only if we approach the light of Chokhmah with the light of Chassadim, then to the extent that we have the light of Chassadim, meaning to the extent that we have equivalence of form with the Creator, the light of bestowal, yes, then in that way, we come to equivalence of form with the Creator and we feel and see that His actions are entirely Chassadim, and within the Chassadim, the light of Chokhmah.
Jerusalem.
What is this state where faith is so strong that it is as if within reason, but it's not within reason?
We want only to be bestowers, but you can say, well, in order to bestow, you need to receive a a ton of the light for Chumah, right? But that doesn't matter to me. When I sit in front of the host and I want to bestow upon him, and 1,000 plates are placed before me with all sorts of delicacies, I'm glad that I can receive it and swallow it and devour it and enjoy it and everything, because by that I give contentment to the host. And that is the thing for me. I make a restriction over myself. I don't want to enjoy for my own sake, but when I invert myself and I do it for the purpose, for the benefit of the host, then I do want to do it. And so the pleasure that I receive is not pleasure of reception, it's pleasure of bestowal. I'm entirely in bestowal, in giving this approach outwards. And that is the matter of why do you desire the day of the Lord? Right? Because it's darkness. If you don't receive it with your own force of bestowal, then it's darkness. The light of Chokhmah now fills the whole of reality. The whole of reality is the light of Chokhmah. But what do you have of it? Nothing. Because you can feel it only when there's light of chassadim emanating from you, the intention to bestow, and then you will feel that everything is full of the light of Chokhmah. It's according to your intention to bestow, according to the essence and the intensity of the light of chassadim, you will discover that we are within the light of Chokhmah. That's the difference between paradise and hell. If you don't discover the light of chassadim, then you're in hell. If you discover or disclose the light of chassadim, you see that it's paradise. Clear?
Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. How does the help and support of the friends in the tent when you work in the light of chassadim affect the desire for the day of the Lord above darkness?
Where will we take the light of chassadim from? Only from when you generate such conditions with the friends that you receive the light of chassadim. As much as you come to the friends with chesed, and they between them towards you, accordingly, you reveal the light of chassadim, and in this light of chassadim, you also reveal the light of Chokhmah, the Creator, who dwells among them. Do you get it?
So it's as if bestowal, when we bestow upon each other in the ten, helps to what?
Not helps. This bestowal generates the life of chassadim. And this love and the giving between one another, and this inclination towards one another. As we say, he wants the benefit of the friend. He delights in mercy. He wants to expand his heart towards the friend. This is called from love of the created beings. He comes to a state where they have an open hand. Chassadim, they're all like fingers on one hand. And then there's room in which light of Chokhmah can be revealed. The Creator is revealed between them and is happy with them. That's it. Gradually, I'm happy that a little bit more of it is penetrating. Okay?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Hello, Rav.
Shalom, Rav.
Is seeing contradictory towards our faith above reason because we are relying on our will to receive, and therefore working towards faith is relying on our faith above reason?
אני רוצה השפעה.
I want bestowal. And if, in order to bestow, I need to receive something from the Creator, I receive it. But it doesn't mean that I receive it because it's merely the means for bestowal. That's why the Lot of Chochmah is revealed inside the Lot of Chassadim. And it's not considered reception. Because specifically through that, we bestow to one another. And we embrace, we connect in this mutual action.
Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, I connect to the friends, I pray for them, I feel the love, I'm willing to dissolve in them, in the connection between us. I'm willing to bestow everything to them. What does it mean that we're in this emotion, we discovered the light of Chochmah? Is that the greatest response?
When we relate to one another as brothers, as one body, when you begin to feel the friend is close to you, just as you are close to yourself, there's no difference between you and the friend. Well, we're not there, but let's say we want to come close to it. In that tendency, we say that you are in a quality called chasadim. If you have such an attitude towards a friend, and this is something you build on top of the ego between you, then according to the effort that you are making to overcome the ego, and your friend does the same, and you build such relationship between one another, to relate nicely to one another, then a state appears between you, a condition where the Creator can appear according to equivalence of form. Because you relate to one another exactly like the way the Creator relates to you, and consequently you reveal Him between you.
Nonetheless, it is interesting to feel and to scrutinize what is this quality of His that's revealed there.
The Creator is the quality of love, and unless it's revealed, you can't imagine what it is. It's love that is not clear to us in vessels of reception as we have today, but only in vessels of bestowal. It's a different kind of attitude, different kind of love. You love something because it feels it's pleasant to you, but because you're doing good to the other. On this, it's written, taste and see the Lord is good. You have to first taste it.
I'd like to make it more focused. Is it an addition to the love we feel between us, a feeling of His thoughts, or?
It's completely, completely unlike anything we think is love. Nope. Something totally, totally different. It's not just higher or a little different. It's like the way you love a baby compared to how you love a dog, compared to how you love a piece of meat. It's totally different than all of those things. Haifa 3.
If I have no love for myself, I don't love myself, how can I love others?
You will begin to love others and you'll discover how much you love yourself, that other than self-love, you have nothing.
Rav, is the reception of light of chasadim a condition for the ascent of the reflected light?
Let's say that yes.
Thank you.
PT 19.
Baal HaSulam says that a person does something against his reason, and that's called faith above reason. Can you explain that? The brain works all the time. The intellect works all the time.
The intellect is a machine. The mind is a machine. No, it swallows everything.
And
reason means, first of all, you thought this way, you wanted this way, you understood this way, and now you're doing everything against what you had before. I can't explain it anymore. How much do you try to get out of me every day?
The question is, does that make the light of Hasidim, this concept, does it create the light of Hasidim?
What comes out?
Does it create the light of Hasidim? This situation, when I think against my mind with faith above reason, does that create the light of Hasidim?
When you work towards others in practice, not just words or thoughts which are nonsense and a lie, but when you forcefully act towards a friend, it produces a foundation for the light of Hasidim.
Meaning the light of Hasidim doesn't exist, only the light of Hasidim, Chokhmah.
Nothing exists. If you want to hear, nothing exists. Well, it all depends on your action. Where is the light of Chokhmah now?
No, I asked it differently. The light of Chokhmah, the light of Chasadim, it's us, between us in the tent. We create it?
You arrange between you the light of Chasadim, and in the light of Chasadim, the light of Chokhmah can appear, period. What's next, Dudi?
Excerpt number 13. From Baal HaSulam, Shamati 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? There is a condition. It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of a Chogaim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of Hoaim, I agree. Again, it is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of a Chogaim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in the form of Hoaim, I agree.
Yeah,
that's how we need to relate to what we are receiving from above. Everything comes from above. Accordingly, I would like to say something. Someone wrote to me that he heard somewhere how they curse Bnei Baruch. They slander us and so on and so forth. And he got up and disagreed with it and spoke against it. How can it be? Why is it so? And the mark of wisdom is silence. Don't argue with everyone, with anyone. You can explain, but elsewhere, not with those who speak this way about us, because there's nothing to explain to them. It will only bolster their position against us. They'll say what they want to say. The Creator is doing that, so we would rise above it. So, we're not going to the place of strife where everyone enjoys hanging out, and also typically writers, reporters, people who write. It's not good. It's a matter of katnut. It's removed from spirituality. On the contrary, one who shuts his mouth during a fight, that's what we need to do. We don't need to argue, rather, we need to explain ourselves to anyone who wants to listen. Those who don't want, we don't explain. Those who are against, we don't listen to them, we don't speak to them. That's how you need to do it. Be a little smarter. Because the majority of people around the world live out of argument. The more argumentative they are, the more power you give him to argue. And he lives off of it. He enjoys it. How much he wants to prove to you, and you want to prove to him. You see, that's how it is everywhere, in countries, governments, down to the most common people on the street. Don't argue with anyone. I speak only with the Creator, through the friends. That's it. And that's really my life. Everything else, I'm not even considering. I'm not considering. That's it. So what I hear from all sorts of places that are saying, okay, it's legitimate. You can say whatever you want. But why do I need to change the other opinion, other's opinion? I will also never be able to change it. It's certain that you can't do it. Only if I work in the right place, the light of reforms comes, gradually humanity, and also including those people who are against us, they'll understand who we are. They don't understand it now. And they'll understand why they are against us. And then everything can change. But not that I am changing it, rather I'm letting the Creator, I'm giving the Creator an opportunity to change. I'm not correcting the world. That's why I'm asking you. Wherever you see those arguments, slander against us, against Bnei Baruch, don't get into an argument as if it doesn't exist. Simply let it go. Let it go and leave. This is especially difficult for beginners. And the veterans understand that there's not much you can do with it. This war is going from generation to generation and all the way to end of correction. And even before that, the more we advance, you'll see that people will hate the wisdom of Kabbalah, hate Bnei Baruch, will want to hear about us and erase us, so such a thing will not exist in the world, because we are presenting a method that's opposite to the entire world. Because what is What does it say? The entire world? We are doing this and doing that. Each and every one understands what the other is doing. He understands it. Because it's all within the will to receive, the egoistic will to receive. You can be right, you can be left, and you can be like this, and you can be like that. But everyone understands what the other is doing. But what we are doing, they cannot understand. Because we want to be above reason, above humanity's nature. Hence, then they don't accept it, they instinctively hate it. And we need to understand it. And the Creator is doing it. So let it go. Let the world advance in the pace and in the form that the Creator determined toward the end of correction. We just need to help one another by reminding everyone that we are doing what is ours, and anyone who is willing to listen, we are willing to bestow to them. That's it.
BB UK.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вот, а если мы заговорили о спорах, когда и...
Hello, Rav. If we're talking about arguments, when an argument occurs in some situation in the tent, how can we use it properly?
If there's an argument in the tent, first of all, each one needs to annul himself. That's it. It's only when each is annulling himself can come to a state where we'll be a bit closer to the Creator. And then we can begin. This is regardless of how right you are or not. I annul my opinion completely, but not towards the other, but in general, towards zero, towards the force of bestowal and love. And there is none, no one that is right and one that is not right. Rather, all of us in the ten annul ourselves. We zero ourselves. We bring ourselves to zero. Like you have a counter, you push a button and you zero it. You reset. All zeros. That's how it is.
But on the other hand, you said that we have to work with gloves. So if we go back to this situation, we're arguing.
Who's arguing? Who's having arguments?
Ну как спорить? Не в плохом смысле, в хорошем. Использовать это состояние, но...
We're having an argument, not in the in a bad meaning of the word. It's a good state when we're having a scrutiny between us. I mix the words, sorry.
If there is an argument between you, first of all, you go down to zero. And then you begin to scrutinize. Maybe not today, maybe the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. In general, what's in existence in society is different. I'm speaking with respect to the outside world. Moscow one.
One performs a lot of effort, exertion to reach the revelation of the Creator. And as a result of these efforts, there is no revelation. So what's the right way to relate to the Creator's response when there is no revelation? How can I relate to it in as wholeness, as if it's revelation, instead of relating it like a person in this world, when a person is disappointed when he doesn't get what he wants? So what does it depend on?
This depends on the matter of chasadim, overcoming the will to receive, his egoistic will to receive. I wish to reveal. I deserve it. Why aren't you giving it to me? This is a stinking form. The stinkiest. First of all, chasadim. I want nothing for myself. how much I can bestow outside of me and give to others. And for myself, I want to be zero. Both forget what I learned and what I've done. Constantly send me to, reset me to zero. Not from this moment on, I start from the zero point. That is the pure work. Then you discover that each time you are in zero, but at a higher degree, and a higher degree, and a higher degree, but from zero. You can't do it without chasadim. We only need chasadim. We only need to yearn for that, for bestowal.
Latin 7.
Latin 7. ¿Es posible hacer una pregunta respecto del extracto?
Tirgum.
If I can ask a question about the excerpt.
Okay. Yes.
Cuando dice el extracto durante el trabajo, significa todo el tiempo que intento justificarlo, es decir, durante cada oportunidad en mi día.
It says in the excerpt when he's talking about during the work, when I try to justify him in every opportunity during the day, or
yeah, all the time. I have to be permanently. In justifying the Creator. And each time I need to renew it because I constantly change. And do you read, please? I'll be right back.
Okay, we're going to read excerpt 13 again. Out of Bala Sulam, Shamati 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Achoraim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in the form of Chaim, I agree. Again, it is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Chaim, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in the form of a Chaim, I agree. This is why it's not so important. You argue, you don't argue, you shout, you don't shout, all these things. The main thing is, how do I establish my relation to the Creator through the society? When I don't demand anything, I don't demand anything. Only where can I add my bestowal? And in the 10, I have no problem. I invest only in that. Kazakhstan. Thank you very much, dear Rav. If I understand correctly, above the ego, there's the ten, which is in bestowal. By that, I reveal the light of. To that extent, I reveal the chokhmah. And since I'm not corrected, I fall to my ego again the next moment because it's. Don't be confused. In the ten, whatever I bestow, I establish the chassadim. Now, accordingly, to the extent that I'm in the light of chassadim with my friends, it may be, we're not yet in this action, practically, we may also feel how the light of Chokhmah acts between us, yes? What are you asking about it?
It's felt. How in one moment I fall, I find myself in myself.
Every moment is renewed. Every moment you are renewed. It doesn't depend on you. It's like the beatings of the heart. The heart beats time and again and again. That's how it works.
Discreet.
Yes, discreet. Yes, Dudi.
How can a person reset himself?
This has to be the common work of the society, of the ten. When all the time, you only talk about mutual bestowal. When you try to reach such a state that from it we can bestow to the Creator. But even in the smallest action of the connection between us, we nonetheless aim at the Creator. Even though we're still far from Him, you have to have this tendency towards it, the direction. Okay? Fine.
O il posteriore può anche essere l'assenza di amici che non vengono in decina e non si presentano agli incontri, il loro disinteresse, e anche questo fa parte del lavoro di occultamento.
Is the matter of posterior and concealment relate to friends who don't show up to 10 meetings or to lessons?
If someone doesn't come to the meetings and to the 10 and to the lessons, they're not friends. They're not friends. Where are they friends? Are they listed somewhere? A friend is someone whom I work with on the connection. To reach the connection in order to reveal a relation to the Creator out of it. That's it. Otherwise, why are they considered friends? The friend is from the word chibur, connection. Is this clear? Tel Aviv one.
How
should we relate to it?
You should either bring them back to the group or not consider them friends. How are they your friends if you're not talking to them? They're not in the connection between you even once a day. So what makes you friends? Seeing them.
But we call them every day.
Yes, and do they talk to you? Are they together with you?
They say they have other things, other obligations. Sometimes they can make it, sometimes they can't. But some of them we see really just a little.
Well, then, these are not real friends. you must not throw them away because they're still there sometimes. But you don't consider them to be friends you can advance together. Regarding your advancement, you have to count the ones who are daily connected to you. Is it a problem to connect for 10 minutes a day? Is it such a problem? It's a spiritual problem, not a corporeal one. I'm telling you, I understand them. I feel them. This is a spiritual problem, not a corporeal one. Just 10 minutes a day dedicating to a connection with the friends, I may think about it all day long that I don't want it. And it seems to me a huge burden, some great work. And I don't want it. When suddenly I'm told, no, it's canceled. Today we're not meeting. Ah, that's so nice. I feel that I'm free, as if something so heavy was upon me to do this great work. Suddenly there's nothing. That's really tranquility. It's our ego teaching us where the primary work is. It's in the connection between us. That's why the more you suffer, because you need 10 minutes once a day, you don't even have to talk, just to listen to what they're saying, just to be connected, right? In this general assembly, even just to suffer and say nothing, that's also good. It's worthwhile. It's great work. I understand this. I appreciate it. I'm not simply saying erase them. They don't want it. No, it's great work. We have to understand that for us, we don't have easy stuff. If you tell it to someone outside, they'll tell you, what's the matter here? Can't you even talk for 10 minutes with each other? Is this a problem? They don't understand that for us it's a problem. It's the war with our ego that it's a great disturbance by the ego. It's a great disturbance. This is something we have to go over this.
No.
Another question?
Well.
Ma noi continuiamo a chiamarli comunque. Noi continuiamo sempre a chiamarli, ad invitarli.
Should we continue to connect to them, to communicate to them, to invite them?
Yes, call them, invite them, until they say they don't want it. You are not allowed to stop on your behalf. You're not permitted to stop.
Rav,
what to do when I try to love the friend, to give everything you have, but I revealed hatred?
A volte non riesco neanche a sentirli. Una forte repulsione. Cioè,
I feel great rejection. I can't even feel them.
Wonderful. You should be happy about it. It's the Creator who does this to you. So, all the more so, you have something to go over, to overcome. Try. Do you think I don't have these things? I have a 10. Now do they hear what I'm saying? Every day I want or I don't want to meet them, I don't want to. And if I have some opposite, I have a desire for it, that's wrong. I don't see it as a good sign. I do not see this as a good sign. A good sign for me is not wanting. Then a new ego is revealed, and then when I overcome it and I reach a connection, I don't feel like it. And when I nonetheless do it, that's overcoming. I took one more step forward. One more drop, a bit more. I did something with my evil inclination. Wherever you have a connection with the friends, this evil inclination works in the apparent, revealed whole way. You just see it. And it's vice versa. If you feel like connecting, let's connect, let's be considerate and all that. It's probably a klipa. And secondly, if you see such kind of people, you can wait 6 more months, a year from now. They'll be just like you. And later, it will be very difficult for them to meet. Very difficult to talk to each other. It's like the students of Rabbi Shimon that were willing to kill each other. But it's on the height of this bestowal, the next degree is revealed with a great hatred. This is why. This is our path. What can you do about it? But when you look at it from the side, you see how much this really includes both the evil inclination and the good inclination that you acquire upon it and you advance. Well, Moshe, Nahariya.
איך אני יכול לעשות את זה גם בשמחה וגם לא להקרין את זה החוצה?
אתה תעשה את זה בטוח, חייב לעשות, עם הבכי.
You're going to do it, you have to do it, even if you cry with your tears.
How do I not project my tears outside and to corrupt my friends?
They'll understand you, bit by bit. Everyone will go through this and they'll understand. They'll understand the fact they don't want. Well, what can I do about it? What should I do? What do I see every morning? You want, you don't want, you wake up, you don't wake up. By the way, you have to be more concerned about everyone being in the lesson. Doesn't matter if someone didn't wake up. You're calling him, you're waking him up. He doesn't want. Okay, we'll come tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna be the same. You have to be persistent all the time to try to wake the friends up. It's very, very difficult. I know it about myself. I couldn't do it. I was supposed to wake someone up. I would come to his place. He isn't coming. He doesn't want this way, that way. I couldn't. I let it go. I let it go.
How not to project the hate outwardly? How not to let the inner states outside?
I don't know. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. When I went through this, I saw how difficult it is. It's, you have to all the time be supported by the group about the high importance there is in the friends in order to reach the revelation of the Creator. Nonetheless, the upper force has to be mixed in it, and the purpose of creation, I can't say. It's only help from above. Truly, because here we're facing our ego, and there's nothing to do about it. It's like the students of Rabbi Shimon. How is it possible that such people, the ones who wrote the book of Zohar for us, they wanted to kill each other, to kill each other? Well, all the 10 together sitting in a circle with their teacher, with Rabbi Shimon, and they're all willing to kill each other, to slaughter each other. Well, if you ask them why, did they have something? What did they argue about? How can they argue? There is nothing to argue about. It's something the upper light does.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Can I ask about what you said earlier about the attitude towards arguments and slanderers?
Yes.
The attitude towards the general public is clear. But when we talk about family, parents, brothers, siblings, that slander, I can't relate to them as Rav described it.
You can simply tell them, I don't want to hear about it. We are a family. Each and every family, there are things that are... You don't touch. You don't touch it. You know, taboo. You don't touch it. Why? Because it always leads to arguments and fights. So we don't want to talk about it. That's how it is in every family. There are things like that. Because each and everyone has things that are he can't give up or can't agree to, etc. That's why this is what you have to tell them. I'm not talking about this. Your relative? Yes. Do you want me to be with you? Yes. I also want to be with you, and I also love you. Except for this thing. In the meantime, let's close this. You know, like every country, you have these secrets that are sealed for 50 years. After 50 years, you start revealing them. That's it. So, we're the same. Let's talk about it 50 years from now.
Well, if I give such an answer and I see that it did not yield a good result.
So you're simply saying, that's it. That's the way it is. About this, I will not talk, I will not argue, and the moment you start talking about it, I'm out of it. That's it. You have to show them that this is something you do not touch. That's it. You want to say something to me. So, I'm gonna put a box here, like a mailbox, and you can drop your notes in there. In 10 years from today, I'll read them. That's it. Some things I will not relate to.
Santiago.
La luz de Hasadim es la sumatoria de acción de todos los cabalistas.
La luz de Hasadim is the sum total of all the actions of the Kabbalists.
Yes. There's nothing for us to do except for awakening Hasadim. And the light of Chokhmah is there. We're in the notion of Chokhmah. To the extent that we can establish Hasadim, to that extent, we will illuminate to the light of Chokhmah. Then the light of Chokhmah can be revealed. But the light of Chokhmah is in complete rest around us. There is no limitation in the light. The only limitation there is on our behalf for us to awaken the Chasadim. By the light of Chasadim, we reveal the light of Chokhmah we're in.
My question, since the corona, the Kabbalah came home, entered home, how do you deal with the resistance of the wife?
This is a problem you have to research. Why does she resist it? Is it because you're paying attention to a certain study, or is she afraid you're going to be an orthodox religious person? What changed in you that she's resisting?
I get up at night. I seemingly disturb their comfort zone, but I try to disturb them as little as possible. Try to, you know, I go out to the living room.
Do you have a corner where you can sit without disturbing them?
Yeah, I sit there. I don't disturb them.
So what's the problem?
I don't know. It's a problem. I see these things and I see that it's all from the Creator. There's a resistance I have to work with. But I don't know how to bring my wife to the path.
You don't have to bring her to the path. Just engage in your business and that's it. Don't put pressure on anyone.
I'm not putting any pressure. I don't know how to do it. I just understand there are forces at work here that are above.
Mister, you're given the opportunity to sit and study now. So what else do you want? Do you want to bend everyone to your ego so that everyone will deal with this, engage in this?
No, I say, how can I relate to resistance that comes up in the house?
Don't relate to them. Just do your own business. This is yours and that's it.
Got it, thank you.
Ashkelon.
Hello, Rav. Is the quality of singularity that comes from the upper plane where the Creator is one, unique and unified, this is what causes the conflicts and lack of connection between us?
Yes. Belarus.
Рав, ученики Раби Шимона готовы были убить друг друга.
The students of Rabbi Shimon were ready to kill one another. What does it mean to kill one another? For us in the tent, this question is coming up often. And the friend says, you can kill a friend with a word. You don't have to do an action or a certain feeling. If that word is spoken, not out of evil, not in order to humiliate, can I kill a person this way?
It doesn't matter to me what I do. The main thing is for me is to reach love, and that's it. And if on the way all kinds of desires appear when I want to kill him, to throw him away, to throw him out of the group, all these things, I have to work on love nonetheless. And not to go into all these negative emotions, period. All these philosophies is killing this or that. It's irrelevant. We have to work on the good side, not on the bad side. To be as little as possible on the bad side.
Latin tu.
Gracias, Rob. La pregunta es, ¿qué debemos hacer?
Thank you, Rob. What should we do as a 10 when a friend leaves the 10? Because he doesn't get along with another friend.
Everyone has to talk about how much the goal of the 10 is more important than any disturbance. And all disturbances are not necessarily against the attainment of the goal. It seems to us that these are disturbances, but they're specifically in order to attain the goal. If we can overcome these disturbances, we attain the goal. And if we don't overcome these disturbances, we won't attain the goal. We are not permitted, if it's in a 10, to let go, to leave these things, not to overcome them. Love covers all transgressions. You have to help both of them and everyone, that you'll take part in all this and you'll arrange these things towards connection and love, because by that they're doing a great favor to all of you, these two, and also to the Creator. Okay, we have Mark 2.
Ben?
Саш, микрофон.
Здравствуйте, учитель. У меня такой вопрос. Я преодолел, знаете...
Hello, teacher. The question is, everyone in 10 pissed me off. I rose above it. Thank God, I'm going with joy to workshops, I'm meeting the friends. Okay, what do you do in such cases?
be thankful to the group and the Creator that you have this good attitude towards them, that you love them. Okay? That's it. We're done with everyone except for Moldova.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. А как, что можно сделать, чтобы не ждать вот это полгода, год? Я ведь не могу, мы не можем просить, чтобы злое начало раскрылось ни у меня, ни у товарищей. Я должен же просить только о добром начале. А чтобы это быстро, пока это не раскроется, не могу это исправить. Как это ускорить процесс?
Rav, what can we do not to wait the half year or year? Rav, it depends how strongly you're connected between you, despite all the disturbances. Ukraine?
No.
Как можно относиться к товарищу, который находится в двух десятках?
How can we relate to the friend who is in two tens simultaneously?
That's not okay. That's not good. It's not good. I don't understand how that's possible. It's impossible. It's also according to spirituality, it's impossible. He may be in 110 and with his 10 to go to connect to other 10s, but he himself, he can't be in both places. He's in no place. He has no clue. No. It's impossible.
Рав, вот такое вот уже было, и снова
повторяется, а именно... We had such a thing before, it's repeating itself. There was no desire. I perform certain actions, I continue to walk. The desire appears, but I understand that I worked... on fuel that is not mine. I want that same desire to come back so I can treat it better.
You're not working in the right place because you're looking at your own desire and at yourself. Look at the 10 and then you'll understand what you should do. And when you're looking at yourself, nothing will come out of it. You're going to run around like a dog running around his stone tail. Okay, we're... Okay, Eilat, last question.
Hello, my dear teacher. Two questions. First question about the outside world. Is it correct when someone says something wrong about Bnei Baruch, what we're doing? Is it acting like an alarm, like an alert for our internality to pray for the friends and for the world? Is it correct to do it? The second question is, inside the group, when someone doesn't come to the lesson, I feel that it's my fault he missed a lesson. He's greater than me. And he didn't come to the lesson because he doesn't need to learn in this lesson what he already knows. Is it correct?
Regarding the first question, better for you to not respond at all, as I've said. That's it. If you just keep quiet during an argument. Regarding the second thing, you should, after the lesson, after the Yeshivat Chavarim, you should make sure that you nonetheless have to, through envy, lust, honor, all these kinds of influences, you should wake the friends up to the fact that there is no more important business than ours. Tell me just one thing. What can be more important? Today you live, tomorrow you die. In between, what can be more important? One should see himself as if this is his last day. And that's it. Then there is no argument. Just imagine to yourself, this is your last day. That's it. So, what? We'll just eat and drink because tomorrow we're going to die. Make your calculation, and that's it. Be healthy. Dudi, sing. Song.
Song.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היינו יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את הגל לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה I'm